Welcome to the Avengers Podcast, where we assemble weekly to binge the MCU and all things nerd, old and new. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Avengers Podcast. That is one word, ladies and gentlemen, A-B-I-N-G-E-R-S Podcast. Give us a like, a comment, and let us know what you think of the show. You can also find us wherever podcasts are available and at AvengersPodcast.com, where you can find a little bit more about us. And you can find our merch, where we have stickers, mugs, t-shirts, hoodies, all that much, much more. And show your Avengers fandom today at AvengersPodcast.com. If you'd like to support the show, you can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/Avengers Podcast. We have exclusive content only available on our Patreon. We have $1, $3, $5, and $10 tiers available. Check it out today for shoutouts, access to our Discord, watch parties, and exclusive episodes not found anywhere else at patreon.com/Avengers Podcast. But I'm just one of your hosts, Brandon. I can't do it alone. Amy, how are you?
I'm angry.
Aha, still angry.
Still.
Ah, Clinton, how are you doing, sir?
I'm rejuvenated.
Rejuvenated? Angry? Guys, we're ready.
How are you, Brandon?
I'm doing great, guys. We have a new patron. Speaking of great.
Oh, all snap. Right.
Oh, man, we got Robert Malone. Robert, thank you for joining
us. Are you posts, brother?
I'm sure he hears that way too much. I'm sure
he's just going to ask.
Never heard that before.
Never heard that ever. So, hey, post brother, Robert. Hope you're doing great. Thank you so much for supporting the show.
And he just unsubscribed.
Yep, yeah. He did. Oh, he left. He literally heard us recording. I don't know how, but he heard it. So, guys, thank you for joining us. We have Ms. Marvel Episode 5 here, guys. Ms. Marvel Episode 5. So if you have not watched Ms. Marvel this week, do not listen any further. We're going to spoil. We're going to speculate for the finale. So don't listen anymore. Ms. Marvel Episode 5. Spoilers. Once this theme song's done, we're spoiling the shit of it. Just saying.
Shit of it.
That didn't make sense. Yeah. All right. We're in spoiler territory now. Emmy, I'm going to start with you before we get to our tomatoes and our bitches. I got to start with you because you were a little bit mixed on episode 4. I want to start out with you for episode 5. Where's your headspace at for Ms. Marvel?
I would have loved episode 4 had this been attached to the end of it. Had that been one full episode, I would have absolutely loved it. I needed the resolution at the end. I needed it. Just episode 4 felt unfinished. And I think that's why I was so annoyed at it. Mm-hmm. And so this episode makes me look back at episode 4 better. I just needed them to be together. I loved what it wrapped up. I loved the touchy feeliness of it. I loved the seeing what was happening during partition, because I read an excerpt from something, and I would like to read it on here.
Mm-hmm, of course.
This is from Charmaine. It was extremely special because you almost never see partition visualized in Hollywood. It was one of the largest mass migrations the world has ever seen. Wow. So much of Kamala's history comes from that. It was truly special to recreate that in the manner that I wanted to. So, I mean, I looked around, and so many of us in the video village were like, this feels like 1947. It feels like we are creating something extremely special. And I mean, they're right. Like, this is not something that we see coming from Hollywood. And I'm glad that they did it.
God, beautiful. I mean, I don't know how anyone's going to top that. I am going to make a shitty attempt real quick before we get to Clinton. This episode, while it didn't focus on Kamala a lot, and I did miss that part of it, I think I'm just in love with that character. I still feel like it fleshed out Kamala because we saw a huge part of what makes her special and her lineage. So in that respect, I actually think it worked quite well. I was heartbroken watching the partition scene. Mm-hmm. I mean, just, I don't know, the crying for the mother, the father, and being lost and seeing all these people just trying to find an empty seat, trying to find an empty space. Mm-hmm. Somewhere to make an escape and
being forced from their homes. And
most of us, if not all of us listening to this show or on the show, will never know the pain and strife and what they're going through. And like, I got emotional watching this child screaming out, and I don't know, this one hit me surprisingly very different. It didn't even feel like Ms. Marvel, obviously. It felt like, I don't know. I feel like I could have watched a whole movie on just Aisha, you know, and her complete backstory and been just fine with that. Like an entire,
it was like a,
yeah,
sorry, like a history lesson.
Yeah, almost. Exactly. I almost wish this was less bangly and just all, hey, here's some history on this. Watch this. And yeah, they did weave it in and out really, really well. I just was so entrenched on what they really went through. You know, I'm a big sucker for biographies. Anyway, sorry. I really thought this was a unique and different episode. I just think it played something out. I don't even know what I'm trying to say. I guess I'm just really, really impressed. And I was pretty emotional watching this. And no, we didn't get a big continuation of Kamala's story, but we saw a huge backstory and how a lot of things make sense now. And I don't know. I really, really enjoyed it. But I say that with kind of, I don't know how to say it. I just am heartbroken. I was heartbroken watching. So it's hard to say I enjoyed watching something that made me emotional. But I did. It took a lot. But it was a damn good episode. Another great entry to the series and sets up a finale that I think I'm really, really looking forward to. So sorry. It's hard to find the words. But really, really good episode. Gets a thumbs up from me. So Clinton, I know you have stayed silent long enough, sir. What did you think of Ms. Marvel episode 5?
This was my least favorite episode of the series.
Wow.
I did not really enjoy this episode.
Oh, shit. It's not June anymore, kids. It's not June. Clinton hates everything.
No, it's not that. I think you touched on it a little bit, Brandon. I'm so invested in Kamala mm-hmm. that I want more of her.
Right.
But her lineage is a part of her, and I get that. Aisha, it was cool seeing where that came from. I felt like the beginning drug a little bit, seeing like I don't get me wrong, the partition part and the historical part and all that. I love that they represented that. I love that was shown, though toned down. It was a lot more violent than what they've done. Obviously, it's a Disney Plus show. They're not going to go into, but that was one of the biggest, like, fleeing refugee instances in history. It was massive and it was sad, and the parts there, but Aisha's backstory, I was a little bored with. Mm-hmm. And I know that sounds bad, but I don't like meeting her husband and them having the child and then Najma showing up. It was like,
we still don't know enough about Aisha and Najma and what was going on.
I didn't care. I was just like, okay, I know there's bad blood and Najma. I think the biggest irritation I had this episode was her and the way they did her character. I was not impressed with. And I just got to say, Aisha is gorgeous. Beautiful. Like, she is just, when she's on screen, and even though the storyline of that past I wasn't really invested in, I thought she was just beautiful. And like the painting of her is from this era that Nani had. Mm-hmm. But that whole part I could have done without. And I wish they would have invested more in her and Najma's relationship and mm-hmm. the blood there. They did, I guess. But it felt rushed to me. It felt, oh, you don't want to go back now? You better have it by sundown tomorrow. It's like, they were supposed to be good friends in that temple. And then now it's like, oh, give me the bangle. You've got till sundown. Like, what? I've been looking years for you. Like, what, were they even friends? Or like, we could dive into that more. But I think this episode's picking up right when they fled from that temple, if I'm not mistaken.
That's what I gathered.
That's what I put together. And so she went out there and met him and that. But the partition part, I didn't mind. Like, I like how they represented that and the stars and how it led back to that. And the prediction was right. Yeah, it was Kamala that did that. I don't know. It felt a little slow and choppy to me.
Okay.
So we got that history, and then it's like at the end, we got to get you back to where we're at modern day. And then it felt like it ended, and I didn't like the ending. I don't know.
I had questions for sure. Like, I get where you're coming from.
Oh, I 100% agree. With the questions, especially with Aisha's backstory. And I know Clinton says, I didn't care. And that's, but that's not a dig. I'm just saying, like, you know, you need to have people invested. Me, I was more like, wait, why are you after her? What happened? What's going on? And maybe that'll be answered in episode 6. I don't know. But it's very like, obviously this person's bad. Oh, bad things are about to happen. Got to run. Oh, okay. Stab. Okay. And she
To y'all's point though, I love the representation of like this kind of history.
Right.
Especially for Disney. Like this is, I mean, we're diving into historical things, but we're also diving into religious things. And a lot of like when we saw what's Aisha's husband's name?
Oh,
I think starts it's with Hassan. An H.
Hassan. Yes.
Yes, it is.
Yep. And they just straight up said, like when he came in, when the guy came in, he was like, Hassan was like, and is this because we're Muslim? Like they just flat. And I love that. I love that part. The representation was great. The fact that they're tackling the history is great to me, and that they're tying it into her. They're tying it into Kamala.
Yeah.
Or Kamala.
Kamala.
Kamala. So it was just Marvel has this repetition they're doing with these shows. And the fourth or fifth episode is always a backstory. Yeah. They do it every time, every show. It's a backstory. It's like they're not mixing it up at all, I feel like.
You feel like it's very formulaic?
Very, a little bit. But this one did take some risks with the history part.
Yeah. Well, and like I've said in a previous episode, like people might not know about this part of history, but watching it in a show is a lot easier.
100%.
Then, because I've tried to read the Wikipedia about it just to educate myself, and it's hard. It's a lot.
Mm-hmm. It is a lot.
But I'm trying to think of all the different shows that we've had that did the penultimate episode as a history episode, like a going back in the past. And I know WandaVision did. I can't think of any others. I'm blanking.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know either, to be honest.
Moon Knight did it with him as a kid.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Okay. Good call. It does feel a little formulaic, but I'm okay with it.
This one, to your point, and I don't want it to seem like I'm shitting on like the history and all that. It was the Aisha and Najma thing that annoyed me at the beginning. And we were playing into that story, and I was like, we know. Because I know that she makes it. You know what I mean? I know Kamala has made it. Like, she's alive. The family's alive. Like, you're giving me stuff I already know about, and you haven't shown me Aisha enough for me to be invested. I don't know if that makes sense.
It does.
It makes sense.
I get you, but I feel like they've told us enough about Aisha that I was invested. Like knowing like that the
but they didn't show us anything new than they had told us, basically, except how she met her husband, and her husband got away with
Sana,
the daughter.
Yeah,
like, but we know that already. You just put it on screen. Like,
all right, we're just gonna flip flop. Because I didn't like episode 4, but now that this episode
I need you guys out, to stop it. Hating. I need you guys to quit drinking the haterade before you get on here. I'm joking.
There are some things in this episode that I loved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, before.
And there are some things that I have questions about.
Yes, same. So, Emmy, before we dive into our little breakdown more extensively of Ms. Marvel episode 5, Time and Again, I believe is what it's called.
It is.
So, Emmy.
Time and Time Again.
No. Time After Again. Time. Cindy Lauper.
I can't not think and of you will Michelle's find high school reunion when I hear that song.
Time After Time. Seosin did a cover of it, and so it's like Tom DeLonge's voice is in my head now. I don't know why, but yeah, anyway. Where are you?
And I'm so sorry.
I cannot sleep. I cannot
dream tonight.
I'm so sorry, you guys. So, Rotten Tomatoes.
I need some Rotten Tomatoes and always.
Darkness
comes creeping on a Google review every time.
And that bitch IMDb.
Emmy is cringing so hard. I could see it. I could see her cringe. Oh, sorry. That's good.
So Tomato critics went up 2% to 98%.
Oh, wow. Shit.
Perfection.
That's insane. Wow. That's insane.
Crazy.
That's awesome. Critics.
Wow.
Audiences went down 1% to 81%.
Of course. Of course.
IMDb stayed the same at 6.1. FU. And 68% of Google users like this show, which is the same. However, I realized that I hadn't clicked the thumbs up button, so maybe it's 69% now.
Oh!
Yep, nice.
Nice! Okay, so it was like, yeah, nice. All right, guys, so we start out the episode here, 98, that's awesome. So obviously, India will awake to light and freedom, almost 200 years of oppressive British rule. We see kind of this old filmy clip of kind of the times.
And the logo comes in that way, just like it did black and white for WandaVision.
For WandaVision, I've had those vibes. I really enjoyed it.
I like that too.
We're taken back to
British. And the song is from that era too, that's playing.
Ooh.
It's from the 40s.
I like that. See, I like when they... Marvel's so smart with how they do these little intros. If you're going to get six intros, make the most of them. And they really do.
Yeah.
So, obviously, India will awake to light and freedom. We talk about this unprecedented mass migration that has begun. Riots and violent outbreaks have taken over. Exactly to Clinton's point. We never really got to see that. Obviously, it is a Disney Plus show. We know this is more on the lighthearted tone. Kind of curious to see, you know, maybe this play out in a more, in a more serious tone, hopefully down the line in some capacity in some area, and doesn't have to be Marvel Studios. But
the fact that it even got screen time to even be touched on is a big step for a Disney Plus show.
And I genuinely hope it actually continues that conversation. Ooh, I want to go a little bit further.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And that it was a complaint in the first episode that they didn't mention it. Now they're diving straight into it.
Diving into it, the whole thing. Everyone bombed this at the beginning because they reference it. And then they're like, they don't, you know, and then.
Now we're here. We're in.
Now we're here. Where are y'all at now? Is it crickets? Is it crickets?
Oh, it's crickets. I think I can hear crickets. Where are they? Oh, here.
How dare, those are my crickets.
Oh, sorry. It's been so long since we brought the crickets in. We see this. Hey, crickets, calm down. Calm down, please. Thank you. So we see that Aisha throws knives and just kills this soldier. Just, okay, soldier's running after her and just boom, knife to the face. To the face. It wasn't really to the face, but still, I just wanted to say that really loud because I watched Hangover recently, and when he gets tased in the face, that is one of my favorite parts.
Taser face?
Taser face.
My name's Taylor.
Yeah. Was that Fat Albert? You knew what
the
I was
going to Cookie Monster.
I thought it was Fat Albert. No, he's like, I just wonder why someone would call themselves Taser face. Because it's metaphorical. Like, no, you're a douchebag. Anyway, we want freedom peacefully without riots, but they take our peaceful attitude as weak. Gandhi, the time has come to fight. And even if it means we give our lives, this land is ours and we'll take it back. And this is Hassan.
Handsome.
Yeah, Handsome Hassan.
As a motherfucker.
Handsome Hassan is what we'll call him.
Handsome Hassan.
Yes. So Hassan, obviously, he's standing up against this British rule, who blames him at all, is really, really... kind of struggling with the times and, you know, hey, time to act is now. I'm done talking. I'm done.
Oh, wait.
I'm ready to act. Yeah.
Is that him?
Yes.
Talking to the crowd and
yes.
Then the British people come in? Oh, I didn't notice that. Sorry.
I thought that was Hassan. Was it? Clinton, help me out. You're being awfully quiet.
I didn't put that it was Hassan.
Really?
I could be wrong.
Oh. I didn't either.
Oh, no. Oh, I need help from somebody. I'm pretty sure it was.
Because I thought Hassan was just taking refuge in his tent where Aisha meets him. I didn't know he was leading.
Well, the guy comes up and he says, "You always said we were one." You know, like I thought he was like talking like, "Remember when you used to go up there and speak?"
And like,
yeah.
Okay, well now we need to get in there. Get back. All right.
Stick it in, guys. Do we know? Someone play it. Let's go back to Disney Plus.
That's what I think Amy's doing.
All right. We will be back after these momentary messages. I'm just kidding. You won't hear anything except when we jump back. So see you in a sec. Clinton, you've done the research.
It's a song. Oh, was right.
Hell yeah.
I don't know why I didn't pick that up.
It has the cane and everything. Stick. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you're welcome. I thought that's also what really made sense about, you know, them coming back to him and saying, hey, you know, you always said we were in this together.
I guess I just didn't put it together because here he's like starting a revolution, character. And then in at their home, he's very calm and quaint with Aisha, okay, and helps her. And
you can be passionate about one thing and passionate in other ways. That's about true. Another thing. I thought it was.
I get really angry when I'm out of water.
Doritos,
wet wipes. But yeah. I'll talk to you. I'll have a civil conversation if you're going through something. But if I'm out of wet wipes, you're gonna know.
Yeah, because it's gonna smell. It's gonna be bad.
No, it's not gonna smell.
Oh, sorry. When you said you're gonna know, I figured you just didn't wipe your ass at that point out of solidarity with not.
Not good at holding things in, so I would let the world know I'm out of wet wipes, and I will ask my coworkers, "Do y'all have any wet wipes
at home?" In which you would say, "Well, I've already shit my pants." So what are we doing to make this situation?
No, I'm just saying, like, it's not that I've shit my pants, but I'm going to have to shit. So if you don't have wet wipes, I guess I'm going to go have to raw dog this shit with toilet paper.
Raw dog this shit with toilet paper.
Yes.
Some things you just don't expect to hear in a podcast, but you do.
Well, you know, and I've said it time and time again. If you're not using wet wipes, your ass is nasty.
Yeah. Well, if you came here looking for, intelligent discussion, and you ended up hearing raw dog
that shit. The toilet paper. Dry on dry ain't doing anything, buddy. Get you some wet wipes.
Yes, Emmy, please bail us out.
Yes, please. Okay. Intelligent conversation. I really liked when he said they're mistaking peaceful protest as weak.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that speaks to the times that we are in now.
Yep.
And I really enjoyed that line. Do not mistake peaceful for weak.
Yep.
Yep.
I like that too. 100%.
I'll leave that there.
Yep. I'm with you, my friend. So we see that he finds Aisha kind of in his rose garden and says, you know, hey, I have food and a place to rest if you need to use my cottage. We see that she's very apprehensive to trust this gentleman. He asks if she has a name, talks about his favorite, she reminds him of his favorite poem and mentions a line from that poem that we see repeatedly. What you are seeking is seeking you. And she who lives, she did say her name, Aisha, and she goes, she who lives. Beautiful name. So yeah, you start to see this connection pretty early on between Hassan and Aisha.
I looked up this poem. It has been translated multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
It is by someone called Rumi.
Okay. Nothing wrong.
Has made poems. And it's called Out Beyond Ideas. And so this has been translated so often that it doesn't say it the way that he said it, because back then it would have been translated the way that he said it.
Okay.
But like now it says something different. Okay. So the poem, can I read it to you guys?
Of course.
Yes. But from what let me interject real quick.
Okay.
From what I looked up on this, because I was interested in this, this poet, the dialogue he says before, what you seek is seeking you.
Yes.
Is from a different poem he wrote. So it's two different poems and they merged it in this show. So the first poem, the dialogue before is from one poem, and the what you seek is seeking you is from a different one.
That is not what I looked up, but okay.
Yeah, that's what I found, but that could be wrong too.
Okay. And I could be wrong. Well, it could have been translated differently.
Could have.
Who knows? Okay. So this, I really love this poem now that I've read it and know it. So it's called Out Beyond Ideas. Out beyond ideas of wrongdoing and rightdoing, there's a field. I'll meet you there. When the soul lies down in that grass, the world is too full to talk about. Ideas, language, even the phrase each other doesn't make any sense.
That's gorgeous. I mean, that's
anything to you guys?
Yeah. It means someone can write a lot better poetry than I did when I was 16 on MySpace.
Okay.
I got a poem in my journal I can read. It's really dark. Do y'all want to hear it? I'm not sharing it with the world. You're not going to hear it.
I was going to say, turn the lights on. You're not a DC movie. Don't be so dark.
He's basically...
a DC movie. I'm going to rename myself DC.
It just got dark. Clinton's DC in it today.
Why is that gray cloud above him everywhere he goes?
He was watching The Dark Knight.
His mother's name wasn't Martha. Why's he so sad?
He's just wanting to move on.
I want to break down the poem for y'all.
Okay, please do.
Okay, so he's basically saying, like, once we get rid of our ideas of what is right and wrong, and we just meet each other as people, like, let's have a conversation there.
Naked.
When we, oh my gosh, when we kind of strip away our ideas and our theological principles and just like come together as people to have a conversation instead of bringing all, I mean, it hits the moment perfectly. Just you take your baggage off, see me as a human. I take my baggage off and see you as a human.
Close,
and we're just going
to
have
human to human
conversations. And I like it.
I think
to be serious.
We need to start a new podcast.
No, I'm just saying the most vulnerable you can be is naked in front of someone.
Can we start a new podcast called Naked Conversations where we just literally podcast naked and just like, it's just going to be one of those
things. And except our faces are not faces on the video chat. It's just our genitalia in the camera. We pull our mics way up so we can talk
through our bums like Jim Carrey did.
Oh, I can
I'm
do
sorry,
that.
I'm sorry, Clinton.
I just said my mother. I've never said
wow, that. Mother.
My mom.
Mother dearest.
I used to do that as a kid. She gets so pissed off because I loved those movies and I would talk with my butt and then she would get really mad.
It's a beautiful poem, Mimi. It really is. I'm sorry.
Thank you. And the message behind it is also pretty beautiful.
Yeah, and very timely.
Yes.
I like it.
So in that poem, does it say what you seek is seeking you?
Not in the version that we have today. The line that is what you seek is seeking you is ideas, language, and even the phrase each other doesn't make any sense. So I don't know how that could really translate to each other. Because what you seek is seeking you is kind of like go out and find your destiny. It's looking for you as well.
I took it as like the energy you put out is what's coming back to you.
Oh,
ooh, like a karma thing.
Hey,
yeah,
hold on.
So what?
And in the end, the love you make is equal to the love you take. Oh no, wait, it's the other way around. The love you take is equal to the love you make. The Beatles, The End. Great damn song. Sorry, I ruined that quote.
In the end, it doesn't even matter. Linkin Park, In the End.
In the end.
Deep cut.
Deep cut. There's probably 20 or 30 of you that get that joke. Hey, join our Patreon. You'll get that joke too. Patreon.com/Avengers Podcast. Cheap plug. So we see that she's pregnant. That was quick. That was really, really trusting. You know, hey, I really like your roses. Boom. Baby.
Naked. I'm telling you.
They were naked and talking.
When they were
talking. Oh my God, Clinton, you were exactly right.
I know.
Okay, Clinton. Wow, damn.
Did you notice that from that first meeting, Ford, she always has roses in her hair?
Mm-hmm. I did. I thought that was gorgeous. I love that little touch.
Really cute touch.
Yes. I loved it. She sings to her. She looks at you as though you're magic. And I can't say I disagree with her. A beautiful little line. Or I can see why she thinks that or something that he says. I just paraphrased the quote, but it was a really beautiful thing.
That reminded me of Wanda singing to the twins in Sokovian in WandaVision.
I forgot about that. That's when she's looking over the cradles and she's singing to him.
Mm-hmm.
God, yeah, that's Vision walks in and he looks dead. And that's all that I took from that scene was like,
yeah,
dead Vision. True. That's another, that's a Queen song, Dead Vision.
The fuck is Vision right now, anyway?
He's just chilling. Like, he's like Ship of Theseus. You want to hear about it, bro? That's all
I'm out.
He's in the donut hole, the Randy's donut hole from Iron Man 2.
Oh.
Randy's donut hole.
He's on the space station with Fury.
And Captain America.
Oh, gosh. Captain America, please be up there. Actually, we already have a Captain America. Excuse me. Steve Rogers.
No. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Sam Wilson's our Captain America. And I'm stoked about it.
You're damn right.
I've got a Captain America action figure coming. I cannot wait. It's Sam Wilson with all his wings. And oh, my God.
Did you see the interview where we are really getting off topic? It's still in Marvel, though.
Yeah.
They did an interview with Chris Evans and asking him about if he'd ever reprise his role and all that. And, of course, he said, like, it'd have to be the perfect thing, he said, because he basically paid homage to Sam Wilson's Cap. Oh, yeah. He was like, we have a Captain America.
He's right.
I don't want to take away from that.
He's exactly right.
And I'm like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Curse That's pretty cool. Yeah. Can I be mean for a second?
Of course you can be mean.
The baby, when she's singing, looks like Mahatma Gandhi. The baby. It's not a very pretty baby.
All babies look the same. They're squishy, snotty, crying, poopy messes.
Some of them are cute.
I disagree. I think they're all ugly. Just depends on what.
Yeah, level. Same. Especially when people we're going to get some hate for this. If people are having babies, and I have friends now that have babies, and they agree with me on this, and they were like, God, I hope I don't have an ugly baby. Like, they had that worry. But anyway, I think babies, when they are first born, and they're like, people take pictures with them, and they're like, oh, he looks like dad, or he looks like mom. Like, he doesn't look like either one of you.
No,
he looks like a squishy, fleshy thing. You don't know who he looks like more until they're like toddler stage.
No, when they start.
It's usually about a year. Honestly, because Renee's nephew is about a year, and I swear he's got so much facial. Like, you can see his. And
you can tell.
I'm not even trying to be funny. Like, he's a year old, and he's got, but it's weird. He's a blend of his mother and father. And I mean that as a compliment. Like, sometimes you see that favorite, like, he looks a lot like his mom, but then, like, certain angles, you see the father. It's weird, but you can see it. It's all detailed out after a year. It doesn't take till toddler age to see.
No. Yeah. But it is funny. Like, okay, so baby Hawkeye is probably
your perception is different, Brandon.
They're squishy for a few months. I will give you that. They're like squishy for like a month or two, and then they slowly start forming. And I'd say after a year, you could definitely see it.
But baby Hawkeye is probably the cutest baby I've ever met, and probably the cutest baby in the entire world.
Like, he's your friend, so you're gonna say everybody says.
No. I'm telling you, he is the cutest fucking baby in the world.
If I show Clinton an image of this baby and he does not agree.
But even still, like, going, because he just did his 10-month photos, and then like looking at his 10-month photos and his 2-month photos.
I'm assuming this is on her.
I've had conversations with his parents before that they were like, can you believe we thought he was cute back then? How much cuter, exponentially cuter he's gotten since.
You have ties to that family.
I went to a Facebook page and I found, so Clinton, you be the judge. Cutest baby you've ever seen in your entire life.
Absolutely. That is the cutest fucking baby.
Is that the baby?
Ever.
Yes, that's the baby.
That is baby Hawkeye in a Captain America onesie.
No.
Oh, how dare you? How absolutely dare you?
No, he's cute.
He's real cute.
Cutest baby in the world.
In the world.
Now, you're playing into the thing I'm talking about. Everybody that has kids is like, this is the cutest baby. And I get it. Like, if I had kids, I'd probably think the same thing. But on the outside looking in, listen, all y'all's babies look the same or are just.
Clinton's here to tell you that your baby's not special.
Yeah, your baby's not special.
Your baby's ugly.
Your baby's not special, and I'm tired of hearing about it.
Your baby will never be baby Hawkeye.
If you have a cute baby or not cute baby, we still love you. Keep listening.
I bet you would come to me. I bet there's not. I challenge anyone that has kids right now.
Clinton, we're going to have to move on from
that. We will, but I challenge anyone on our Twitter, anything, to come to me if you have your own child and say, my baby was not cute. I had an ugly baby. None of you are going to do that because everyone thinks their babies are cute.
You are a man of the people, Clinton, and I really appreciate it.
I'm just saying the things that nobody else wants to say. It's on everybody's mind.
Pull yourself up by your bootstraps if you can't tell that you have an ugly baby.
I'm not a bitch. I'm just being honest.
So we see with this little girl, obviously not the cutest baby in the world, according to Clinton.
No, Emmy said that. Not me.
No, it was the baby. The little girl is cute. Sana, like, as a little girl is cute.
Also, I wish somebody gave us some time here. Like, how much time has passed? Because it goes from like baby.
Well, it's 5 years because math.
42, 47. Do the math.
Yeah.
Anyway, a religious unrest hear about 1947. Dumb. Our first immediate objective, put an end to internal violence, always said we were one. This is where a friend of, we see that he comes and visits and he says, hey, you know, you always said we were one.
Hassan's friend
and says, always said, you know, now you're playing right into the British hands. And we can see Hassan gets visibly upset by this. We see, so this is where you've been hiding. All of a sudden, she just shows up, Najma, she just shows up. We see Aisha just like, what? How? What's going on? I was a little jarred here. I felt like I missed something. Maybe it was explained. But how did she just, hey, you're out by the rose bushes. Cool. Come on.
It comes back to the argument in the last episode, the bangle, maybe because the clandestines.
But it would take them that long. It would take them five years.
Yeah, but then it throws it off when she says, I've been looking for you for years.
So. Well, but then she's still looking for the bangle when Santa has it.
She even says, like, it's going to take a while to find it. She's like, I give you to sundown. So, like, it better be about 24 hours journey.
Because Aisha had hid it for safekeeping.
Well, yes.
Like, she's saying, like, it's far away. I hid it. But then,
and she's lying to throw Najma off. Yeah.
But then how did Najma find her? Najma would know right away that, hey, I'm calling BS because that's what led me to you. Either there's a plot hole somewhere here.
Okay, they're okay. Yeah. That's fair. But it does take Najma another, 60 years? No, that's bad math. 60, 80 years to find Kamala, who has the bangle.
And she never found it while it was with her, like, it's Sana. I don't understand it. I don't understand it. Either. What is drawing her to it? And God, it's slow. It's like Google Maps, but, like, you know, it'll take you 60 years and 300 days.
It's the walking one. If you click walking, you ever click walking, or like if you're trying to find a restaurant and you're set up somewhere and you want to walk somewhere and then you forget it's on walking and then you're like trying to navigate somewhere.
This was,
and it's still I'm walking and you're like, why is it going to take me 6 hours to get here? This is like an hour drive.
Absolutely. I was having lunch with my friends and some horrible accident had happened on I-40, and I knew that there was this awful accident and they were doing construction and all this stuff was happening, and so it had taken me a long time to get to, like, my friends and have dinner with them. And then I was like, well, maybe I should take back roads on the way back, because it's telling me it's going to take 7.5 hours to get back to my house if I get on the interstate.
That was hysterical.
It was because I was walking.
Oh, yeah. I figured.
Because if you don't change it back while you're doing it, it's just defaults back to walking.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't change it, I don't think. It just, like, I was like, oh, like, they're doing construction. There was a horrible accident. Like,
she didn't even register.
That. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, of course it would take 6 hours to get back.
Of course. So we see that they talk about putting a plan into action. Don't you want to go home, Aisha? And talks about hiding the bangle for safekeeping, which we touched base on. And, you know, people are dying. It's too risky to stay. Immediately, she wants to leave her home now. Like, hey, it's time to go. We have less than a day. Let's get out of here. And I was kind of shocked how it wasn't much more of a conversation. It was much more of a, hey, we have to get out of here now. But given the times, I'm willing to accept this, because really it was kind of probably a spur of the moment decision for a lot of people. So I was able to look past it. I did feel bad for him, though, because he's like, you know, what will I leave my daughter? This is my home that my father built, this home. What am I going to leave her? You know, very, very heartbreaking, and gives the bagel.
But she's had all these years to tell him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and he never pushed.
Well, he never pushed. But, like, she had the bangle the whole time and wore it, and, like,
you would think if I was magic and I met my soulmate, I would be like, "Hey,
full disclosure, I'm a wizard.
I'm a wizard, Harry.
You're a Harry wizard." So we see that they're burning homes across the countryside, and what you seek is seeking you comes back, and new adventures can be scary. That's why I need you to hold on to this for me. They will keep you safe wherever you go. Gives the bangle to her daughter, and
Sana.
I'm so bad with names. I'm so sorry. Lines of people are leaving. Aisha, I can't keep up. What are we running from? This is, you know, awesome. He's literally, hey. I mean, obviously he has issues walking. She's fleeing really, really fast. He can't keep up. And who's that woman you were talking to last night? He's basically like, hey, this isn't really.
I saw that.
Yeah, this ain't the real reason we're fleeing. It's a girl. What was that conversation about?
But why didn't he ask her before they left, like, that night? I'm getting nitpicky. I'm sorry. Like, he went along with it and fled with her and then is asking her there in the middle of the chaos.
He probably got a little frustrated because he couldn't keep up with her. And obviously she is running from something. And so that's why he was like,
fair. So he trusts her.
Yeah.
And he's frustrated now.
I could even take it as that was her giving her a warning. Like, hey, they're burning homes by the countryside. It's getting closer. You need to leave now. If I was in his position, I would be like, okay, there must've been a warning from her.
Yeah.
That's how if I was in that position. Fair. Yeah.
Well, but you could tell that Najma didn't believe her. The facial acting there was really fantastic. That conversation between the two.
Basically you have till sundown. I'm calling bullshit. I'm going to be back tomorrow.
Well, Aisha stalled a lot too. Like,
yeah. Oh yeah. She stalled for years.
And it makes me wonder if Aisha was ever on board with Najma, or did her meeting Hassan change it? Did she want to get back too?
I think she was fleeing from the start. How did she end up in the
room? No, but she's a clandestine. So to get back home.
Yeah.
Was she on board with Najma and then met Hassan?
That's what
and
I mean.
It changed.
I think she was fleeing from Najma. That's how she
ended. Okay.
That's where. Yeah. I think she was always against her. I don't think Hassan changed her.
I think. Okay. Yeah, I agree. I was going to say something about. Oh, okay. Something I put some two and two together, and I am proud of myself for this, and I don't come for me if I'm wrong. When Waleed sees the bangle, he says, in everything that I've read, I've never seen anything about a inscription on the bangle.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Yeah.
And then you see her use it at this point when it's not being used by her magic. It's the smaller one.
Mm-hmm.
And then it like comes out and the inscription is there.
Yeah.
So like when Kamala has the bangle, she's using her magic. And so the inscription's there, but if it's just laying there,
it's kind of like
anything that he would have read about.
Yeah.
It didn't have an inscription on it.
Hey,
I just thought that was interesting.
Yeah. It reminds me of the ring from Lord of the Rings. Sorry. I like it. The inscription only shows.
So. God.
I'm sorry. So
like calling to her.
Exactly. So you've turned your back on us, your people, your family. And this is Najma speaking to Aisha. She finds her in the crowd with everyone, stabs her. And
shanks the fuck out of her.
For real.
Says she'll find it if it's the last thing she'll do, talking about the bangle. And Hassan, scared, he can't find Sana. And he literally, Ami, Ami, as she cries out, this is really heartbreaking. This is absolutely heartbreaking. I got emotional watching this. Because this, I don't know if this is acting from this child or if she was really, I don't know. But it was probably the best acting from a child I've ever seen in my entire life. I believed her fright, her scared. I was really hurting watching her because I could tell. I don't know. I'm just really impressed with this child because, like, I was emotional. I wanted to find her. I wanted to, and obviously Hassan just, I can't find her. I can't find her. Where is she? You know, there's that panic, and this had to have happened to families. You know,
100%.
And it just breaks your heart. This is where this episode I was kind of on board with. This moment right here, I was like, no, I'm here.
Yeah, this is where I started getting invested.
Yeah, this scene alone, I was like, this is fucking brutal.
And this is,
and I mean that in a brutal, heartbreaking, just absolutely.
Sana is Nani, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
My
brain has a hard time sometimes with this stuff, like when time travel happens. So it's like,
she's a kid then, she's a kid forever. She ain't ever getting older.
But watching Sana cry out, I'm like, she's gonna be all right. She's gonna make it. Cause I already know. I already know she's gonna make it.
Yeah. But it's showing
us the story we've already been told.
But it's showing us so viscerally that we are still invested in it.
Yeah. I agree.
The biggest part I took away from this whole scene is the partition part and the struggle and the families part, which I was invested in.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I already know what happens.
Yeah.
Besides Aisha getting stabbed by Najma, there's really.
But you don't know where the stars come from yet.
Yes, I do. Like, I predicted that. I predicted that episode.
You predicted it, but you didn't know it.
Well, who was I right, Emmy? Will you say that Clinton was right?
What, with your prediction?
Yeah.
No, because I was right too.
Oh.
Because I said it was a serious situation, like a Harry Potter situation where Sirius is, he has to save Sirius, and a Mandalorian put that together too on Twitter, and I just props you, but it was a Harry saving himself from the Patronus and the Dementors, not from the Patronus.
You're gonna have to sacrifice himself.
No, Ron, you can't.
There must be another way.
He's going to sacrifice himself.
Oh my gosh.
We quote that every episode.
I know, for real.
I love that so much.
When Najma says, you turned your back on us, your family, your people.
Yep.
Your people don't have to be your family. She didn't turn her back on her family. She found a new family. a better family. And like, you can do that. Found family's a thing.
Yep. 100%.
It reminds me of Guardians of the Galaxy, where he's like, I found, you know, and like even Black Widow in Endgame, I found this, you know, I found this family. Like these people have different backgrounds from Guardians, mm-hmm. Avengers, and same with this. Your family is not your blood, not always. You know,
that brings up it's some people fight tooth and nail to, how do I say this? They will fight tooth and nail to stand by just family, or even if they're being treated shitty, even if it's like, it's regarded as like a thing you have to stand by. It doesn't matter if you agree with what they're doing or disagree.
Right.
Like, there's plenty of people I know that will still.
It's a ride or die
for people that treat them like shit,
mm-hmm.
because they're family.
Blood family.
It's blood. It's like it's integrated into them to like, I have to do this.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But if like you're being treated like shit and you're not at a place that you feel welcome and comforted by, like that's not your family anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because when you're an adult, you're an adult. Like you don't have to abide by what they want you to do all the time.
Yeah.
Life's too motherfucking short.
Yeah. Doing that
shit.
As Vin Diesel says,
family.
Family.
I am family. So we see the bangle turns purple. We see Kamala appear emotional and distressed. Kamala is, and she's looking around.
There's no one distressed. She is.
Is that how I talked? Did I just?
You said emotional and distress.
Oh, okay.
She is, or something like it made me think of yoga.
I hate you.
And
we see that we see her take Sana and these purples, like she tries with like the, I can't remember, like the light steps and trying to like.
Aisha first thinks she is Sana.
Or Sana.
Yes.
Remember when she sees her, she's.
Sana. Yes, she did. Yeah. And she goes, Sana. My bad. I did skip that. And she goes, yeah, make sure, you know, that Sansa's on the train and you protect the bangle. That was the two things
Not Sansa.
Sana.
Sorry. She's from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
We're real bad at names, y'all, but we'll get there. We'll make it.
We suck. So we see that she takes, you know, okay, here, I'm entrusting you with this. And we see her takes on it that she does the hard lights, and that doesn't work, obviously, given the situation. And we see that these purple hues or stars, as it were.
Breaks into pieces.
Everything you say to me pushes me one step closer to the edge, and I'm about to break. Okay. second Linkin Park reference. And we see everyone is laying all around, and we see this veil open. Excuse me. This purple hue leads Sana back to her father. It's a beautiful little scene. We see that was what Kamala all along that brought her back. And
it was Kamala all along.
And we see all of a sudden she's back. She snapped back to reality. Oh, there goes gravity. God. Golly, guys.
I don't understand. Hold on.
We're having a full musical here. I feel like we're all about to break out and dance.
Kamala can't get through the crowd, right, with Sana.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm going to try my hard stuck. Light.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, do the hard light. But I thought she was going to like stair step her up above everybody. Yeah, she just stair steps her straight through where she couldn't get through. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You're doing the same thing with the hard light.
She could have been
completely.
She could have been in a panic. She was obviously emotional, and this is really high stress situation. And we've already seen her slip a little bit through high stress situations too. She's still figuring out this power.
Yeah, fair.
So I think it's just the newness. I can accept fault to it because I like seeing these heroes develop and mess up. You know, we see too much of the perfect decisions. Let's see when they just don't make the right one. Oh shit. You know what? It's like watching game tape. I should have done that a little bit differently. That was dumb. But when I was under stress in high impact situation, I completely did something else that I shouldn't have done.
But have we seen the hard lot break into pieces like this before?
No, I don't think we
have. Okay. So here's, okay. First of all, game tape. I'm assuming that's a sports ball reference. Cool. Don't know what that is. Here's where I think happened.
It's tape that you watch of the game. and you study the decisions you made or the lack thereof and how you can improve for next game.
Ah, do all swords do that?
Most do, yeah.
Okay. So what I think happened here is that Kamala made the hard light, and then because Sana also has some magic within her, whenever Kamala fell and the hard light wasn't going to work anymore because she'd lost focus or whatever it was, I think that that's when Sana used her magic to make them into stars, because she's a kid. So she's like, I will follow stars. And what you seek is seeking you. So it went directly to her father.
Okay.
I love that. I love that.
I like that.
That's great. Yeah.
Boom.
Man. Amy, on it today.
I was on the Discord for a second, and I did look at some, like, what is happening here kind of, like, questions. And so I was really trying to put that together. So hopefully.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Because it's in all of them. They're half clandestine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good point.
I think that's what it was.
So cool. We see everyone is laying around. We cut to that. Hey, you know.
Well, she gets her dad. Sana gets her dad.
We did say that.
Oh, you did?
We did.
My bad.
It's all good. And we see that, you know, that Najma. I had that mixed up. Okay, I type things out and autocorrect, or my typing just is screwy, so forgive me, my notes. I should just write them, but I can't write that fast while I take notes, so I decide to type and make you all suffer and hear it. So Najma, she obviously is like, we can go home. We can get in this portal. Look at this shit. It's great.
Oh.
And my head on out.
Is that too soon?
Well, no, there was the other lady, and I don't know her name. I'm sorry, because she is a background goon.
Yeah.
The goon.
Yeah, she does try it, and she turns into this weird, like, material. And then
crystallized.
It's like a crystal. It's like the cocoon around Kamala.
Yeah, exactly. And then
it's darker.
And then she turns into a skull and just completely withers away. And then Najma's like, oh, hell yeah.
I should do it.
We should totally go home. I'm like, what the hell are you thinking? No. Yeah. Shouldn't that be enough of... Hey, wait a second here. Maybe this ain't the best idea.
Here's
your nitpick. Where
I've got questions.
Here's your nitpick. Yep, I can see it.
So the veil is open.
A veil.
Okay, it's obviously angry. I have a question here. Here's my question. Ready?
Ready.
Why is it spicy?
Hold on. The veil.
Why is it spicy?
Why is it spicy?
Exactly. Why is it so angry? If they are supposed to be in that place, or maybe, you know what? Okay. I just had an epiphany. Mm. Maybe because they are exiled, they're not allowed to come back in.
Why is it spicy?
But it's been talked about in the previous episodes that this dimension would take over this world. So it would be aggressive. Yeah.
So why just kill everybody? So I'm going
to... The veil was opened by the hit on the bangle.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So. Which, and I have an answer for that, because the knife that hit the bangle was the knife that hit Aisha.
Oh, I didn't put that together. I did not put that together. Good catch.
Somehow I think that's related.
I like that. Good catch.
Nice.
Thank you.
So, you're welcome. So we see, obviously... that she's like, it's going to destroy everything.
You're going to have to sacrifice yourself.
And Kamala says, please help me close it. You have Kamran, and all I wanted was to be with family. You took that from her. You're right. Only one way to close it. Kamran. What? And so she transfers the power to Kamran, and she falls to dust into this little crystallized pixie dust and crumbles. Hold on a second, just real quick. Kamran becomes impacted by this energy. Her mother and grandmother show up right after this, and they're like, where have you been? Oh, you know, it's like, what? Hold on a second. What the hell just happened?
I'm so lost here, guys. Couple things. Kamala is a better person than me. And I'd be like, because she's like, you've got calm. I'd be like, yeah, bitch, go. Because I know you're going to go. Like, you've caused me a lot of issues. Like, just see you. Do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're powerful enough. I think you can do it. I'd be rooting her on. Like, you can do it, honey. I believe in you.
Bitch, try the portal again. I'm sure it'll work this time.
A standout for me and was Maniba and Sana in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
When they cut over to Maniba not knowing how phones work, and like I keep calling her.
Oh, the phone! You know you can do the five mile.
When I lost Magnum, I got a microchip.
Yes, Maniba made me laugh so hard.
She's not a dog.
Like, if it wasn't illegal, I would have.
Yeah, she's a dog. Kamala is my daughter. Like, it's just so funny how she has to explain that to.
But then she says, if it wasn't illegal, I would definitely do that.
Yeah, and then they do
the cousins like.
You know, they have a thing. Find my phone. Wait.
Like a spyware?
How am I just finding out about this?
Yes.
And I love it.
I don't know why it didn't fit in the episode, really, because of the tone.
But I honestly skipped the notes for it because I didn't know where to kind of shove it in. But it is a really funny scene.
Yeah. I love that scene.
That's what she said. I didn't and it really gave know where me, to shove it in.
You remember at the beginning of
the it gave you what?
Do you remember at the beginning of the series... I wasn't a big fan of the Maniba shift and like her tone with like, you can't go to Avengers Con, but you can go do this.
Right.
Yeah.
I think we got a lot more development, and I love that they've shown the relationship between Sana and Maniba and how that has changed. So Brandon, to your point, I wasn't really jarred by them showing up there. At first I was like, how'd they get here? But they tracked her phone. That's how they figured out where she was. So that's how they show up.
Yep. Makes sense.
But I really like the exploration of Maniba and Sana, because you really get their story fleshed out too. And you see that Sana was right and Maniba is accepting that now. Because at first I was like, why is Maniba not upset that she's been this nightlight person
when
she finds out? But it's like, no, mom was right. She was telling the truth, and I accept. And so, like,
I love that
arc for Maniba. I love
great
that.
Great point, dude.
I feel like Maniba's going to help now, and I think Maniba will help make her costume. Because she got the scarf from Dagger Boy.
She got the vest from
Dagger Boy.
Dagger Boy's father?
Waleed, how am I better at names than y'all are?
The necklace with her name is broken, with the bolt, the symbol of Miss Marvel, and I think her mom's going to help her integrate this together.
I love
her
it.
Mom believes in her now,
and I believes love that in they her lineage.
That out
believes they in her mother.
Yes,
yeah,
they good fleshed stuff. Out their whole family story, and I loved this. Was my favorite part with when Maniba and Sana are together with Kamala.
That's what I think my biggest gripe of last week was I didn't feel like anything got really resolved, and here it got resolved, and I'm loving it. Absolutely loving it. I have to point out that Kamala was like, get everybody safe. That was her first instinct. Yes. And I love her and applaud her for that.
Yep.
And whenever she's, because Najma has a very quick turnaround where she's like, I'm going home. And then Kamala's like, you have to stay here and help me close this. Otherwise it's going to destroy everything. And she's like, Najma is like, fuck you, bitch. Yeah, I'm going home. But Kamala's like, you have Kamran. And Najma says, I left him behind. And when Kamala immediately says, then go back and get him.
Yeah.
I feel like adults a lot of times will complicate shit that does not need to be complicated.
Well said.
And I like that a 16-year-old was like, if you left him behind,
turn your ass around.
Fucking go get him.
Like, there's a resolve here.
You don't have to always leave him behind. You can go back. Like, if you make a mistake, you can go back and fix it. And I really liked that. And so the fact that Najma kind of does that 180 to be like, okay, you're making sense and I am going to help you close the portal is kind of made better for me by thinking about the fact that Kamala was just like, just because you're bad doesn't mean you always have to be bad, or just because you made this choice doesn't mean you have to make that choice over and over and over again. And I feel like 16-year-olds at least understand that a lot better than adults do sometimes.
I also loved the part, because I think we're hitting a lot of the stuff we loved about this episode, where obviously we do see that Kamala's accepted for who she is, and I told you our family's magical, but she gives her grandmother back a photo of her parents and her, and like how emotional that was. Like if you could just go back in time and find that, like that lost item, you know what I mean? Like there's always that. I think everyone has that. Oh, if I could just do, oh, this hit hard seeing that and the reaction to it. Quite beautiful. I really, really enjoyed that. And you know, there's Shall We Go Home Now. And she thanks Dagger Boy. Cause I'm going to keep going with that. I like that name. Thanks Dagger Boy for everything.
Oh,
and Dagger Boy says, I'm always a phone call away. And she gives her a red little sash for you.
But he got his powers. Like, he looks, that energy he gets, even though
you're Dagger Boy's
different than Kamran.
Yeah, you're on Kamran.
You're on Kareem, not
Kamran. Yeah, I'm on Kareem. Sorry. Yeah. I'm on Dagger Boy.
Okay, but that's, I was going to say, how in the fuck did he get powers? Did, when she die, she said his name to give him the powers?
Yeah, that's what I was about to touch on.
Yeah, what?
I feel like that's kind of...
It was easy.
Yeah.
Martha! So easy. Very Martha.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, Kamran, okay, I'm dying, but my... So if you say the name, it transfers her power? But it is comic accurate, the color and look he gets when he does...
I love that color.
Get that energy. It's just like it's that turquoise teal looking... That's how he looks in the comics, but he's fully like that color all the way through his skin. So I like how they did that.
Sign me up. Yeah.
But I don't like how easy it was given to him. If he was there, maybe, like if he was standing at the portal there when it happened, but like that it just found him back at the prison.
He wasn't at the prison. He had gotten out of the prison.
I know, but he was outside of it. Like, he was still trying to escape. He was looking behind him.
Right.
Yeah, like, it was like, okay, it found him. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Well, maybe...
Whoa.
Epiphany?
That was an epiphany.
Oh, wow.
Maybe that is her way of not leaving him behind. Because Kamala says, then go back then, but she can't. I mean, that's, you know, another plane ride.
Now
but
she can be with
but
him.
But it's a little jarring because we didn't know, like, this is, she can just go transfer her energy. Like, what? There's but no explanation. It's easy, in my opinion.
Okay, but here's my explanation, is that he's not left behind anymore. He has the power to escape the prison so he can go on.
Yeah, but that don't make sense to me. It still doesn't make sense that you can just get the power.
You like the message behind it, but Clint doesn't like the how. Like, how did we get here? You like the why. He doesn't like the how. Like, well, how did we get here? How did that doesn't explain anything. And you're like, well, the why is because she'll never leave him behind anymore. Yeah, it's two different things. You guys are you're liking things for different reasons and not liking things for different reasons, but it's, you're both right in my opinion. I like
Here's the how. Suck it, magic.
Wow. Suck it, magic. With a middle finger. The middle finger.
Birdie.
All right, guys. So we also see that obviously the necklace. What is this? It's Kamala's. It's broke. The symbol. I geeked out when I saw that. And she ran away to chase. Who was it? Rick Springfield? No, that's Jesse's girl. I love Rick Springfield.
Bruce Springfield.
Bruce Springsteen. Jesus, we both goofed up, but then you said Bruce Springfield.
What the mom says.
It was Bruce Springsteen. She didn't say Bruce Springfield.
She says Bruce Springfield.
Does she? I thought she said Rick Springfield. Or was it Bruce Springfield? Oh, my God. It's
definitely Bruce something.
Oh, Bruce Springsteen. I don't know. Shit. Anyway, it really is Bon Jovi. I do know that it's Bon Jovi. She's like, no, mother, it was Bon Jovi. And I thought this was really cool because, you know, I had a lot of adventures. And I was kind of thinking, oh, you're kind of a hypocrite. You're keeping your daughter pretty sheltered. And then she says this beautiful line of, but it's not, nothing's as ever as good as being your mother. And I'm not ready to let you go. And I'm like, ah, well, never mind. Yep. You got me. All right. You're not a hypocrite. You're just a protective mother who loves being a mom to Kamala. That is a beautiful thing. Shut me right up. As soon as I was about to critique it, it was like, no. Good writing. Shut me up. Yeah. I liked it. I really did. Thought that was good.
Okay. I need to go back just for a second.
Oh, my gosh. Whenever they're still... You need to stop living in the past. Quit going back for Kamran. It's time to go forward.
Not for Kamran. No. Dagger Boy. Whenever... Because you hear Kamala using her powers to get up to Dagger Boy, Kareem. But you stay on the mom's face. Yeah. Don't act like I wasn't the one who gave you that name. What? Don't act like I was the one that forgot his name.
It was Clinton. He said Dagger Boy.
I know.
He was talking about Kareeming his plants.
his plants.
He careened his plants last week.
I need to
kareem my dagger plants. Is his alias.
Okay. Anyway, whenever Kamala is going to say bye to him, she uses her powers, but it stays on Sana and Maniba. And Maniba's look of like her wonderment and just like,
I'm proud.
She's proud. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I really loved that they didn't show us.
Me too.
Kamala doing her powers, but yeah, the reaction.
You see her eyes step up. You see, you know that Kamala's stepping up with her hard lot.
Yeah. And I like that. And you hear it too. Red Dagger's just like gone now.
No, he'll be back.
He'll be back.
Well, I'm sure he'll be back, but like, I don't know.
In the comics actually comes to America. Huh?
It was quick. Like she met him last episode. Now he's gone. It's just.
They did it right because you're invested.
Am I?
So even though he's in two episodes, you're upset that he's gone already. So even two episodes, I feel like they got us to like the character.
I don't. No, I'm just saying he was just, it was just very quick that he was just a part of it at all. Not that I'm invested, but just like, it was just like.
Not that I'm invested. Meh.
I'm here. He's gone. Meh.
He left you.
Aisha was the same way. And Hassan.
She's been in a lot of the
episodes. What about Hassan?
I really, you know, talking about banging my way across the MCU, he'd be one of my stops. Does that count as invested?
I think that's sexualizing a character.
Banging in Bangladesh. Yeah, it's nice.
With the bangle on.
Banging in Bangladesh with a bangle. Oh, my God.
Why? How is Bangladesh part of this?
I don't know. It just sounded fun because it has the word bang in it.
Oh.
Yeah, come on, Emmy.
Bangkok, would that be better?
That's a city.
What's the capital of Thailand?
Bangkok. If you didn't get hit in the dick after hearing that question, were you really in high school? I got hit so many times. God.
Oh, I had a, we did,
well, I'm gay.
How do you, what was it? God, the one that would, it was a
ball slap.
My friends used to do scoop dunk
on titties. Oh God.
But then there was also one that was like, how do you scare a bee? And then you would like swipe up and do boo and then down and bee. It was a scoop dunk. Or no, what kind of bees make milk? That's what it is. And then boo, you hit them in the tits.
I didn't know you guys had that in high school.
Yeah.
You guys kept
ladies,
that.
Ladies, we are just as immature as men are.
Oh, just I'm so bummed out. I was always thinking, hey, we had ball slaps, and we would just hit each other in the dick every second and balls. And I still think to this day, I'm not going to be surprised if I can't have kids. Like, I'm really not going to be surprised. I'm going to be like, yep, nope, checks out. I got hit 30 times in a 6-month span in my ball area.
I think evolution like has accommodated for that because I think men just have gotten hit in the dick a lot in high school and middle school and like evolution's like we're gonna push through, we're gonna get there to where they can have kids. Except for me, they're like, we're gonna make him gay.
Yeah, take away that right.
I mean, I can still have kids, but it's late in life for me.
All right, so
sorry, and one more point there that I really enjoyed, like the whole, like when you become a parent, you want to do things differently to make your child's life better. And it's a generational thing where it just like, it ebbs and flows. And so Sana's like, I didn't hold on tight enough to you, to Maniba. And Maniba like overcorrected and went the other way and held too tight on to Kamala.
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoyed that they like pointed that out, like, because Sana didn't hold on to Maniba. Maniba was like, okay, this is what I liked from my childhood. This is what I took, but my parenting style is going to be different. And she overcorrected and was too much of a helicopter parent. And I think it happens a lot.
Oh, it's very common.
Yeah. And like a lot of generations will like blame and be like, oh, well, that's not how our generation did it. And that's why your kids are fucked up. And it's like,
and that's why I like this relationship showing us this arc so much, is because we didn't just get Kamala's story. We got her whole family. This was a family show. It wasn't just Kamala's story. It's arguably not Kamala's story. It's her history with her family. Mm-hmm. And we got a huge arc for Maniba and Sana and the resolution there. I love that.
And I bet that it started too from Hassan, where Hassan, because Sana was the only thing that he had left of Aisha, he probably held on too tight to Sana, which is why Sana kind of backed off a little bit on Maniba.
Just well, she were, yeah. She was stuck trying to chase what she experienced with her mom.
Yeah.
And it detached Maniba from her. But we got that resolution. Now Maniba, like, it made their, it was just heartwarming that they got perfect. Their
it was perfect.
Family. Yeah, I loved it.
The touchy-feelies were really touchy-feely.
They 100%. Really were. They really were. And so we see Kamran hanging out by a dumpster, because why not? Brian.
Wish I was that dumpster.
I wish I was Brian. Hey, you can come upstairs.
We can stay. I only got one bed and there's no couches, so I guess you're gonna have to sleep with me. But
that's not how it went at all. No. So yeah, anyways.
It was my cat last week and now it's yours.
Sorry. Hey Darcy, I apologize. I wasn't yelling at you. She's like looking at me like, dude, what was that? I'm like, sorry. You can't step on my keyboard though. Not while I'm recording. Anyway, we see Bruno, he's like, this is awkward. They try to like kind of hang out a little bit. Let's just reintroduce ourselves. And I love how he's like, my name is Bruno. He's like, I legit thought your name was Brian this whole time.
Yeah.
Oh, that was really, really fucking
kind of endearing that he wasn't just being a dick.
Yeah, yeah. And I kind of like Kamran more after that. I was like, okay, he is not a dick. He's just really doesn't know. He's a little, and so we see a drone outside Bruno's window and they're following us. We need to go. There's an explosion. You have powers too, and the credits roll. You don't like how this ended, did you, Clinton?
I didn't.
You seemed disappointed.
I had Emmy syndrome on this one. With her last blue episode. Balls?
Yeah.
Some blue balls.
You had some Kamran blue balls. You weren't Kareeming.
It wasn't. I'm usually okay with like a, it just felt weird. This one felt weird to me.
It did feel it, like they just like hit the ended cut button.
In the middle of an
action. Yeah. I was about to say, it felt like they just hit the cut button right at the middle. Yeah, like right there. Yeah.
And I think that's where I had
the issue. I can totally see that.
Which I completely thought we were going to get a mid or post credit scene.
Me too. Like, too. Me too.
Knowing that they were alive.
Yeah.
They made it.
Yeah.
Which obviously they did, right?
Yeah. Oh gosh. Yes. They are not going to kill off those two. No.
Okay.
But I kind of wish they would though. Cause man, it would I know that sounds horrible, but Ms. Marvel would have a hell of a backstory.
Especially if it was Bruno. Kamran's going to make it cause he's got powers, but
Bruno doesn't.
I think Kamran is going to save Bruno somehow. His powers are going to save him.
I know he's going to live. I just, and especially this show, there's not going to be a major death. I'm not, well, they showed guess Aisha getting stabbed, so maybe anything could happen here.
And Najma.
Najma and, yeah.
They showed a skeleton.
Yeah, I guess, but I don't think they're going to kill Bruno. No chance. Mm-hmm. But I think it would add such a weird, interesting layer, you know?
I'm not about it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and then she'd actually get with Kamran.
No, and I'm not. I'm not trying to get her. Okay, now that he's dead, you can go. No, that's not the point. Yeah,
why don't you go grieve in Kamran's arms?
Oh, okay. Well,
or Kareem's.
Kareem.
We're not gonna kill Bruno. No. We're not gonna kill Bruno. So I loved seeing Kamran, who's such this like cocky, arrogant. Like he's just so out of his element, and he's looking at. There's a poster that says all the science jokes and it's Argon. Like
the Tesla. He's like, no, you're a car guy.
Oh, you're a car guy too.
The like, Tesla dude. Part. Yeah.
Oh my God.
So fucking funny.
It is so fucking awkward. He says something about how Argon is one of his favorite elements.
But it's a this joke is, on.
Yeah. All the science
it's a
jokes
dad joke Argon. Of science world. Yeah.
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 I have to ask you guys, and this might be the nerdiest thing that I ever ask you. Do you have a favorite element?
Yes. I like water.
That's not an element.
I like fire. Earth.
That's not an element.
Wind.
Those oxygen. Are,
fire.
No. Oh, my God.
Captain Planet. Captain Planet. He's our hero. Gonna take pollution down to zero.
That didn't work.
I know it didn't.
No, Captain Planet really tried his best, but shit.
Yeah, he didn't save
that,
shit.
That green mullet didn't help worth a damn.
No, look at us now.
Yeah.
Where are you at, Captain Planet?
Captain.
He's on fire.
Wait. Captain Global Warming. He's our hero.
We call it climate change now, Brandon. Get with the picture.
I'm sorry. Captain Climate Change.
Global warming makes it seem like it's only getting hotter and it's not.
I like Captain Climate Change. That sounds really good. Captain Climate Change.
What do you mean climate change is real? It gets real cold in the winter.
There was snow last year.
That's why they changed it from global warming. Because that's still an effect of climate change. It's just,
Which, just to go on a weird little, we had a really bad thunderstorm before we headed on. And I was like, my power's going to go out. And it was like to the point where, you know, lightning and then big boom happened right after. It's like you're right.
Oh, the big boom.
You know what I mean? Like you're in the eye of the storm. You know, when you like.
Yeah, you know, it's like lightning beside your porch and you're like, shit.
Like, yeah, exactly. And I was like, fuck. I mean, it was a couple of those and like my house is rumbling. I'm like, fuck. All right. Well, we're not recording tonight. This sucks. It stayed on the entire time. I was.
You better knock on wood. Oh, it's not rain. It's not fucking now.
Well, it's not thunderstorming anymore. So
yeah, but like an ant walk over your cable line or something. Yeah,
I just walked by and queefed.
Oh, speaking of ants.
Did Emmy just say I walked by and queefed? And we're just going to really.
That's what usually knocks your power out.
Yeah. Anytime Emmy queefs, my power's out.
I have a theory. I told you guys about this and I wanted to say it on the podcast.
Say it on the podcast.
Yes, you need to. You need to.
So Ant-Man keeps showing up and he kept showing up. Like we had the podcast with him and we had the mural and we had the reference with how he never ages. And like, there was like a focus on Ant-Man.
Yep.
And then I was thinking one day.
At the Avengers Con.
The Avengers Con. Yeah. So there's been four references to Ant-Man in this show.
Right.
And I wonder, and I could be crazy, that this might be a wink to the Muslim community, because a friend of mine who I know, who's a good friend of mine.
A friend of yours who you know, who's a good friend of yours.
Wow.
Yeah.
Or is he a friend? Clinton's like trying to be, I have friends, you know.
I'm trying not to say names. So I keep.
Yeah. Okay. You have a friend who's Muslim.
Yeah, I do. I have a friend who's Muslim. Yes. Okay. And he, there was one day we were working and ants got on our truck. And
you talked about this
last week. I was trying to kill them, huh?
You talked about this last week, Clint.
No, I didn't.
I told you personally. I did not.
Yeah, it was not recorded. It absolutely 100% was not recorded.
Well, shit, I didn't know it wasn't recorded. If we're not talking, then we're not recording.
I told you before we started recording.
I'm so sorry. I feel like a dick now. I thought you said it on the show last week. I'm sorry.
No, you told me to bring it up this week.
Oh, yeah. On the show. Man, I'm a dickhead. Sorry, Clinton. Keep going.
And he was like, no, don't kill him. I was like, but what if there's like a nest under here and it's going to get in the truck? And he's like, no, don't kill him. Yeah. So I looked it up and I could be wrong and I don't know. So forgive me. I'm going to look it up again. I don't want to misrepresent or anything, but ants are. So ants and bee represents a Quranic allegory for insect species that work within their own community and becoming meaningful or tagwa. So ants and bees are highly regarded in that community.
That's really awesome.
Because they're hard workers
and their resilience. Strong, and,
yeah.
Yeah. And so you don't kill ants or bees. So I wonder if like the reference to Ant-Man is like a wink
just
to
like
the community to like, hey, we know. And I don't know. That could be crazy of me or.
No, I don't know. I think it's good. I love that when you brought that up.
Yeah. When you shared that with me when we were at the pool, I am tanning for the gods.
Are you okay? Are you stroking out right now?
I don't know. Tanning for the gods.
What? Oh, she's just like combined words and it's like, aha. Like, what? Yeah.
I know. When we were at the pool, when you shared that with me, I was like, 100%, I think that's what it is. I think that you're definitely onto something.
Also, I want to reach out and say, hey, Angie, thank you so much for reaching out to us on our Instagram. You sent us a message and we said we were going to include it on this week's episode. So if you've made it this far, thank you for listening still. Angie said, hi, friends. I've been listening to your podcast for a few episodes and it's been interesting listening to your takes. I would love to shed some light on a few things for Ms. Marvel. I do think there are a few cultural nuances that maybe you guys are missing and that you can share with your listeners. Episode 4, the cousins greeting them at the airport and then leaving. That is not uncommon in South Asian culture. If you notice, the cousins always put flower garlands around Kamala and her mother, which signifies good luck and blessings. It might seem weird that they just came and left, but totally not weird for me watching because I understand that they wanted to greet them as soon as they set foot in the country. That is really cool.
Yeah, I love that. And you're exactly right. I didn't know that. And so it seemed odd to me that they would be up in the middle of the night. But like the way that you said as soon as they step foot in the country, they wanted to greet them
with blessings and good luck.
Yeah. And I love that. That's, thank you.
Yes.
And please be easy on us, guys. We're not of that. No, seriously.
We're a bunch of white folks.
We're white folks. We are not.
We're doing our best.
And we're doing our best. Yeah. Like, I'm trying to represent and invest myself in this as much as I can.
So. Yeah.
And we're really trying
I want to be completely ourselves. Respectful. So yeah. If I've been disrespectful at all, I'm sorry. I've not tried to be.
She also said ABCD, American born confused Daisy. It's a term referring to first generation South Asians. Daisy is a slang term referring to South Asians. It's also an older Hindi movie and became a popular term. It reflects the duality of straddling two cultures. Really, really awesome. Because I threw that to you guys, I think, in the episode 4, and we really didn't have much conversation there because we didn't know. So, yeah. Angie.
Because all I had was a D's Nuts joke. Yeah. I'm really sorry about that.
Yeah. Angie, thank you so much for reaching out. Please feel free to reach out after this episode if you see anything that we missed or anything that maybe we can include in episode 5 or episode 6 moving forward. But we really, really appreciate that. Guys, always reach
for
out to
everybody.
Us. Yes, yeah. Exactly. Reach out to us on our social media if you see anything we miss. Hey, guys, hey, maybe you should go here, maybe you should, hey, this is something you really didn't touch base on, feel free to reach out to us. We're always available. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, we are there at Avengers Podcast. Also, speaking of, if you want to support the show, consider giving a 5-star rating on your podcast platform of choice. We have Apple Podcasts, Spotify. 5-star ratings really, really go a long way with us getting eyes and ears on the show. So if you like the show, learned something about the show, laughed, enjoyed our tangents, or enjoyed our Marvel banter, a 5-star review is the quickest way and a free way to support the show. Also patreon.com/Avengers Podcast. $1 gets you a shout out, $3 gets you a shout out and access to our Discord, $5 gets you a shout out to our Discord and access to our Discord Minecraft server. You get 2 bonus episodes, Avengers news, and our monthly movie review exclusive on Patreon. Hey, you join our Patreon right now, 14 movie reviews at your disposal on demand. You join, boom, you got 14 bonus episodes, 2-3 hours each. Yeah, a lot of Avengers content, about 30 hours more of us for your listening pleasure. Going on a long road trip and you don't want to hear your significant other, you just want to tune them out, join our Patreon and listen to us.
Dick jokes.
Yeah, dick jokes. Also, finally, just wanted to say, and $10, you get a watch party. You get to hang out with us, watch party, unedited episodes. We have about 45 minutes of unedited clips for this episode. We hope you join us over there. Emmy, we have credits. We have a credit name to get to.
I have to say one more thing about the episode. And then I also need to say something to plug us. And then I also need to say the credits name. All right. So here's my question. Where in the fuck are Bruno's parents?
He's abandoned. Where, you know, like, I could totally relate. You don't want to talk about it, but it happens. So
they just bought him a gas station and an apartment above the gas station, and they were like, good luck.
No, maybe his boss he works for is letting him stay.
Oh, letting him stay. Yeah. Okay.
That's kind of always thought. Okay. I thought he always had people there, but it wasn't his parents.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. Thank you. We also have a P.O. box. It's 5661.
Oh, shit.
The Avengers do, not the show. Yep. It made it sound like we have a P.O. box. Like
Oh, sorry. No. Yeah. The Avengers have a post box.
Jeez.
A post box.
Oh, no.
P.O. box.
What's P.O. box 5661, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37928.
If you want to send us some physical snail mail or anything of your liking.
I just want a letter to me.
Just to Clinton. Don't
still
write.
Still fighting for a letter.
Yeah.
I haven't checked it in a couple weeks, so.
Oh, I need to check it. I have a key now.
I know.
And I told them where it was.
And you guys aren't. It's been 2 weeks since we've checked it. If you've sent anything the last few weeks, we apologize. We're like, here's our.
I can go after work tomorrow and check it.
Yeah. Let's check that.
No, it might have just been a week and a half. It might have just been a week.
Credit
Who
names.
Knows?
Credit
Time names. Is a construct.
Yeah, credit
I was names. Off today. I should have checked it.
All right. So the credits name, I have to first preface that this is the name that they gave to Sana. Mm-hmm. So because of the executive producer, they named Sana. Okay. It's her last name that I'm interested in. and the last name that I'm trying to set it up, and I haven't completely figured out how to set it up. So let's go with it. Okay. So we're going to try a couple different angles. Okay. Our executive producer, Sana, I'm a bitch. Am I not? Okay. All right. Our executive producer, Sana, am I not a bitch?
Why does she have to be a bitch?
I'm a bitch. Am I not?
Spell it.
A-M-A-N-A-T. Am I not?
Oh, you're just adding bitch?
Yes. Did you not? Yes. You thought bitch was part of her last name? Am I not?
Hey, guys, I'm a bitch. Am I not?
All right. Well, that one, yeah.
Ah, damn it.
You're doing that thing, Amy, where, like, you keep saying it, and you're asking, like, what does that mean? You just keep saying it.
Folding the cheese.
I'm going to get them. I'm going to get them. And
it's like people that I see at work, like, that come up and they don't have good English. So the coworker just says the thing louder.
Oh.
Like, they don't speak English as their primary language, so they ask if there's someone that can speak Spanish, and then the coworker just continues to say the same thing, but louder. And I'm like, listen, they don't understand the language. Is not helping.
Yeah. They used to do that on The Amazing Race. They do it real bad. Real bad on The Amazing Race.
All right.
That's not a winner.
Be back next week.
You've had like two good ones in the last 2 years.
Yeah. Thank you.
2 years.
Appreciate it.
Tune in next week to see if Emmy has a good one. That's a winner for our season finale. Hey, we'll also be back for Thor Love and Thunder. If you want to check us out, Thor Love and Thunder review will be hitting. We're recording it Monday. So you're going to go the whole weekend without us. Hey, we love you. We're sorry. But we're going to have it Monday night, maybe early Tuesday, depending on where in the hemisphere you are. So look out for it Monday/Tuesday, our Thor Love and Thunder review. We are recording it Monday night Eastern time, so it should be somewhere around there after we get it up. Speaking of getting it up, guys, any final words before we head on out of here? That was a fun segue.
Doug Butts, I miss you.
Shout out to Doug Butts, Thor the Dark World.
Throwback.
Damn.
I have nothing.